This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
They got away with it all of it. That was the message that Kat Patel was sent to deliver. Maria Bartiromo was the delivery vehicle. Patel, who is the head of the FBI, listed off at least four felonies committed by Jim Comey, Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe when they led the FBI during the Russia collusion hoax era. He said he and Dan Bongino were documenting these felonies, the crimes committed by James Comey, and that they even finally are releasing the Crossfire Hurricane documents unredacted to Congress so they can see the crimes too. But the crimes aren't going to be prosecuted. He was very low-key about how he said it, but he said it. The statute of limitations has passed. But we're still committed, he told Maria Bartiromo, to at least investigating these crimes and letting the public know what they did. Finally, Kat Patel promised he'd put the Crossfire Hurricane documents, which were told document their crimes, out for the public to see within 2 weeks. Of course, Trump promised that the entire last year of his presidency, and for some bizarre reason, it never happened. He put Bill Barr in charge of it. And even though he promised we would have them, he said, yes, we're going to have them by the spring. The spring rolled around and they weren't released. And then the summer did. Nope, no Crossfire Hurricane docs. And then in the weeks before the election, none. And then it was Christmas. And then Trump left office and we never saw them. Ultimately, and this is the crazy part, however it happened, the guy who covered up for the crimes in Crossfire Hurricane, technically, was Trump. That's the weird part. And after promising for a year to release the documents too, I don't understand it. If I could interview the president, it's the first thing I'd ask him. I've been baffled by it for years. But anyway, they're promising that at least some of this stuff, Kat Patel is anyway, is going to be released in the next couple of weeks. I've heard that before. And I guess it'll be nice to finally see the crimes by the FBI and the Department of Justice documented. But as Kat Patel said, since there's, you know, past the statute of limitations, there's not going to be any prosecutions. Maria Bartiromo, in a low-key way, lost it on Kat Patel and Dan Bongino. And Patel defended himself. Look, I just got here. I got here after the statute of limitations. I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot me. But clearly, they're going to get away with it. And folks, this is why I think Comey tweeted 8647. Comey believes that these documents are coming out too. When they do, he wants to make it look like retaliation for his, you know, free speech for suggesting Trump needs to go. Now, we all know 86 means take him 8 miles outside town and put him 6 feet under the ground. It's a term for kill, disappear, destroy, cancel. But Comey will act like the release of the Russian documents is just retaliation and he's the victim. It's the only play he's got to avoid public embarrassment. Anyway, here's the clip from Maria Bartiromo. This really is historic, with, again, Kat Patel dispatched to let us know there's kind of not gonna be any justice.
Look, I can speak to the folks that were in our seats, our predecessors, and they intentionally failed the American public by putting on the biggest DC deception game we've ever seen. They said the FBI was the most storied institution for law enforcement, and it was, and it will be again very soon. But when the likes of Comey and McCabe and Strzok and company came in here with the James Bakers of the world and intentionally lied to a federal court, only to rig a presidential election by lying to the American public and using taxpayer dollars, likely illegally, to fund this entire operation and then withhold exculpatory information from a federal court that I used to appear before to manhunt terrorists, that's what broke the FBI. And then when they were caught, they lied about it. And you and a few others like Dan and others were brave enough to cover it 6, 7, 8 years ago. And we're still talking about it today because as Congress is working rigorously with us, the Crossfire Hurricane documents are coming fast and hard. And they're being sent there unredacted so we can have full accountability. And that's how you restore what the trust that was lost to the American public when it comes to the FBI.
Yeah, but come on, Director, with all due respect, we've been talking about this for a long time, and I've been demanding accountability for many, many years. One of the, you mentioned Comey, Strzok, and the rest, they've got TV shows, they've got media platforms, yeah. They're fine, there's been no accountability.
Well, look, it's a fair criticism, but what I'll tell people is, we weren't here in the FBI in the last 5 years when we had statute of limitations that were still in play, where we could have investigated criminal conduct. Most of these statute of limitations are 5 years old. And we will investigate criminal conduct where we find a righteous case to do so and the law and the facts allow us to. But a lot of it we're precluded from. So we'll take the criticism, and it's rightfully so. That could we have done more in the past? Sure, people before us could have, but what we can do now is continue to put out the documents and the information that these people withheld from the American public. And I'm just telling you right now, as much as we know about Crossfire Hurricane, he and I just found out more last week, and we're continuing to work with Congress to put those documents out. That's how vindictive and vicious the former leadership structure here was. Not only did they bastardize the FISA process and lie to the American public, they withheld and hid documentation and put it in rooms where people weren't supposed to look. And it's a good thing we're here now to clean it up, and you're about to see a wave of transparency.
What do you mean?
Just give us about a week or two.
Now, I can live with no prosecutions as long as we know this will never happen again, as long as we know the FBI is being cleaned out. After all, consider this. James Comey, who you just heard the FBI director, Kash Patel, say committed at least 4 crimes, all of them are felonies, he did the hiring there. Along with Robert Mueller, the combination of those two directors, who were both profoundly corrupt in Comey's case, he's a criminal, did all the hiring there, oversaw all the hiring there for 20 years, folks. Can you even imagine the criminal class inside the FBI? Folks, the top half has to go. I mean, I'm talking middle management on up. It's got to go. Nobody in that kind of environment would have advanced without being corrupt, or at least willing to tolerate the corruption they must have seen. There need to be mass firings there inside the FBI, the kind that we have already seen in so many agencies. Heck, they're planning to wipe the Department of Education out entirely. We can't take out half the FBI, folks. I'm telling you, most of the people in there, this is why the agency is so weaponized. They're going to be Democrats with a high tolerance for criminality around them. These are political appointments. And yet what? We're going to leave behind the FBI that James Comey built? It looks like it. When Maria Bartiromo asked about overhauling the FBI, about, you know, what are the plans for the future, this is what she got.
In the National Capital Region, in the 50-mile radius around Washington, D.C., there were 11,000 FBI employees. So we're taking 1,500 of those folks and moving them out. Every state's getting a plus up. And I think when we do things like that, we inspire folks in America to become intel analysts and agents and say, we want to go work at the FBI because we want to go fight violent crime and we want to get sent out into the country to do it.
We're about to ruin your summer if you're a bad guy. So I'm just warning you now, like, don't buy movie tickets because you're probably not going to cash them in.
Well, it's great that the FBI has returned to its mission of combating crime instead of, say, Catholics who were very devout. This is not what I voted for. Moving 1,500 of them somewhere else in the country isn't going to change their inherent criminality. What I'd like to hear is we're taking 1,500 of the worst and showing them the door. Anything less than dismantling the FBI just puts off the inevitable. It is a ticking time bomb of totalitarianism. I mean, look where we already were with the FBI. They had already established the right to censor conservatives, anything that hurt the Democrats. They covered up Hunter Biden's crimes, hid the laptop, and spent their time trying to put any serious rival of the Democrats in prison. Folks, as I've said many times, if the FBI is not dismantled, it will be waiting on the lawn of Mar-a-Lago for Trump the minute he gets out of office. And I've reminded you many times, the key 8 players who put Trump in office in 2016, that group around him, many of whom followed him into the White House, every single one is a convicted felon now. Some have done their time in prison. That's who the FBI is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But when I say they got away with all of it, I'm not just talking about the FBI. I'm talking about Joe Biden, who conveniently got cancer in the same 48-hour period as evidence of his crimes. His virtual confession to it came out in the Her interview tapes. Okay, keep in mind, Trump once faced across the five cases, the five indictments Democrats got him on, 700 years in prison. 35 charges against him just in the classified documents case, total 335 years in prison. Folks, if he had not won the presidency, he'd be in prison for the rest of his life. Never forget that. Think about that. Okay, that's the setup. As you hear, you're going to hear Joe Biden confess to the exact crime that Trump was facing 335 years for in this tape. This is why Joe Biden suddenly has cancer. Because why? It's a new DOJ. It's a new FBI. And Joe Biden, they've got the tapes of him confessing to this. Keep in mind, the classified documents that he took home, he had pallets of them, by the way, at the Penn Biden Center. Boxes of classified documents in his home. Folks, they came from the time he was in the Senate and the time he was vice president. In other words, immunity from when he was a president, it doesn't cover those crimes. And they know it. That's why within the same 48-hour period, those tapes were released unredacted in their entirety. Joe Biden suddenly tragically announces having cancer. Why? He's trying to make it politically impossible for Trump to prosecute him for the crime you're about to hear him admit to here. At first, Her, the prosecutor, says, you know, you told your ghostwriter you had all kinds of classified stuff downstairs. Folks, it's illegal for him to have that. You're not even supposed to view this stuff outside a skiff. Never mind, pack it in a box and take it home. And folks, I've always believed the reason Biden took so much home was so his Hunter could sell it.
You said to Mark, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs. And so you can imagine, we are curious what you meant when you said, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs.
I don't remember. I'm not supposed to speculate, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, I don't remember.
You hear him there talking to his attorney. Yeah, I'm not supposed to speculate, right? Yeah, I don't remember. Okay, I don't remember, he says. But he would contradict himself just a few minutes later, admitting that one classified memo on Afghanistan, yeah, he did keep it. He said, well, I just wanted it for history. Folks, this is so galling, because as he says this, what I'm about to play for you, understand, his own Department of Justice is prosecuting Trump for doing exactly what he confesses to here.
I wanted to hang on to it just for posterity's sake. I mean, this was my position on Afghanistan. I've been of the view from a historical standpoint that there are certain points in history, world history, where fundamental things change, usually technology, for example.
George Washington law professor Jonathan Turley nails the irony of this. He says, as for the then president himself, the one moment of clarity in the interview may have been his most incriminating line. When asked why he removed classified material on Afghanistan, which is a crime, he was vice president, Biden admitted, I guess I wanted to hang on to it for posterity's sake. That is, Turley writes, that is precisely what critics on CNN and MSNBC accused Trump of doing, removing material as types of keepsakes or trophies. One president was indicted for that, and one was sent along his way to pursue a second term in office by the same Department of Justice. Look, folks, I suspect Biden really does have, stage four prostate cancer. In fact, he told us back in July of 2024 that he had cancer. But it was in a series, a very long series, by the way, of lies about how his mom, you know, used to have to wipe the oil slick, off of her windshields with windshield wipers. And that's why he and everyone he knows has cancer. So he's told us before he had cancer. It's just he lied about all the other parts of this clip I'm about to play. It was debunked. Everyone just assumed he lied about the cancer, too, or he was having a dementia moment.
And because it was a four-lane highway, my mother drove us, and rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you knew what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer, and why I can't for the longest time. Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
Folks, as like half my male audience this morning, including a couple of doctors, pointed out to me on the text line, men this age get a PSA test pretty much every year. Lee, my coworker, volunteered. He gets one every 6 months to make sure he doesn't have prostate cancer. And you get a score. There's no way that Joe Biden just developed stage four prostate cancer. This is a guy who probably had the best healthcare on earth when he was president. He's had this for years. At least since 2022, when in that last clip he said he had cancer. And folks, remember what his brother Frank said when he basically disappeared in July, and then somebody put that statement on Twitter with the AutoPen signature underneath it, which, by the way, wasn't even his handwriting, in which he was resigning from his campaign, resigning from being the Democrats' nominee. Remember what his brother Frank said? That the family just wanted to enjoy the time they had left with Biden. Again, that was in July.
Here's what he told us. He said, "I'm incredibly proud of my brother. Selfishly, I will have him back to enjoy whatever time we have left. He is a genuine hero." We asked him whether he feels that his brother's overall health and vitality played a major role in this decision, and he says, "In my humble opinion, absolutely." So a member of the president's family now confirming that the president's health was indeed a major factor in this decision, and calling his brother a hero for making the decision to pass the torch to Kamala Harris.
Folks, they weren't going to tell a soul. They were going to run him for president again. This makes perfect sense why Jake Tapper, in his book, got that inside scoop. They were going to go ahead in his second term, go ahead and just put him in a wheelchair. They were going to be practically wheeling his body around. There wasn't going to be anything left. Remember, he was only exposed because he had to debate live. He couldn't hide the effects of the dementia anymore. Otherwise, are you kidding me? They'd have just lied their way back into the White House with Trump sitting there rotting in prison.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.